Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 68. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Gentlemen, how are you?
Ooh. Love the gentleman.
I'm pretty good.
I figured I'd do it.
Yeah, right? I like it. I do. I really do. Yeah. I don't want you to stop.
Yeah, well.
Or if you do stop, go back to Brothers. Because I like Brothers, too.
Gentlemen Brothers.
Yeah.
Brothers, gentlemen.
Brother Gentlemen.
It's like Brothers Grimm.
Yeah, Brothers, that's gentlemen. Right. We are Grimm.
You guys doing all right?
Yes.
Good. Doing good.
Good. Let's see. Did we record last night? I know the creepies, this doesn't match up with, I mean, who knows?
Yeah,
gonna listen. This is two nights in a row.
It's very arbitrary,
two
right?
Nights. Yeah. Yep.
I came in. Nate was sitting on the couch. I said, I haven't seen you forever.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. It's been 24 hours.
I was like, I'll see you tomorrow. That's a promise and a threat.
Yeah. The latter is more of the choice. Right. Yeah.
And here I am.
Who invited this guy?
Nate's like, I can't get rid of you two. Nate loves us. Welcome, creepies. We are glad you're joining us for this mini.
Yes.
And what is confusing is this is going to be in place of our usual full episode.
Sorry.
What?
I wonder why. Who's screwing this schedule up? There's somebody. I don't know.
It was me.
Oh, it was the initials are Nate Laux.
The only one that's allowed to, right?
Those are words, not initials.
That's why I always say, I'll say at work, I'll go, somebody did that. I was like, I think the initials are Dan Smith.
I don't know. It rhymes with Nathan Laux.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That too. Yeah, I know. You're on vacation. Good for you, bragger.
Yeah.
Good for you. You need to get away.
I do.
Got to get away.
We're going to a haunted location in Danville is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Without you.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. Todd's like, no, I'm not.
I did not know
that. Todd's like, I'm going with my family, but you're not going.
But hey, the creepy still got an episode, right?
They get to
absolutely. Yeah.
And
a
I
little
know
something.
And I know a little something. I know, a little mini something. And I know they love the mini, so
yes.
It's just as good. Makes our job easier, too, really. We don't have to mess with the announcements and all that, which we love. But
we're just converting to minis from now on.
I'm just sad that I don't get to do a dad joke. Daggone it. Nate, are you sad?
No, not really.
See, what you get with Nate is honesty.
That's right. Not this yes him. Man stuff no, over here. Yes, man. Yes. Yeah.
Just
yes.
One quick shout out. Don't bully.
Don't. Okay, there you go.
There you go.
No bullying.
Because we will bully you.
All right.
Not sure what that means. We're counterproductive, but hey.
Darn tooting, right?
But we're doing it for the right reasons. See,
yeah.
That's good. I'm glad you brought that up, Nate. So, creepies, yes, thank you for joining us. And we do have a mini for you for this week. Sean.
Yes?
Tell them what they're going to listen to.
If I must, if I may.
You must and you may.
Okay, I will.
And you may and you must.
This is Nate's pick. So, anyway, for this mini.
I don't know,
I have
about.
To give credit where credit's due.
We do.
It is Allison Mansion. Yes?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Local.
James Allison Mansion.
Oh, my gosh.
James
Allison Mansion. According to Wikipedia, I know. I put James Madison, sorry. James Allison.
This is really starting out strong.
I'm messing up your whole thing, but it's called the Allison Mansion. But James Allison Mansion, yes.
Everywhere I looked,
I'm going to lose my
Allison Mansion.
Isn't it weird, though? Well, this is U.S. National Registry of Historic Places Allison Mansion.
No.
James Allison Mansion for... The people in the back. I don't know.
So, and this episode sucks already.
Well, the Wikipedia. We have had problems with Wikipedia before.
Wikipedia?
We should probably.
I should
do old school and write a letter. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh.
They
won't. I think you're going to say, I use Wikipedia.
They'll never get it. Yeah.
Right. Use a book.
Take a look. It's in a book. Reading Rainbow.
When you put the description, I want James Allison Mansion.
I will.
Don't you
okay.
dare put Allison Mansion.
James Allison noted. Okay.
This
so
is what I got to deal with, creepy.
James Allison Mansion, also known as Riverdale. Is that okay to say that?
Riverdale. It's James Allison Riverdale. Oh,
Riverdale,
no.
Right?
It is.
Yeah. Is a historic home located on the campus of Marion University at Indianapolis. Where's Indianapolis at? Marion County, Indiana. It was built between 1911 and 1914 and is a large two-story arts and crafts style red brick mansion with a red tile roof. The house features a sunken conservatory, porte conchere, something, and sunken white marble aviary. Aviary? Why?
Aviary.
Aviary. Why can't my brain process that? God. It's right there. It's like we've been doing this two nights in a row or something.
Words are stupid.
Words are dumb. The house was built by businessman and auto racing pioneer James A. Allison.
Pretty smooth. Great job.
I fumbled over that too.
And I was telling the guys that Allison, Fisher, Wheeler, and Newbie are the four guys that built the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And I went to, they're the names of our four grade schools in Speedway, Indiana, where I went from kindergarten to high school. And I went to Newbie Elementary.
So. I'm not familiar with that. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, you are.
Spark plug.
That's right.
I'm a newbie.
You're
a newbie to that information.
Boobie.
It is
guilty as charged.
The house is considered like old country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's reminds people of the Breaker Mansion in Rhode Island, but just at a smaller scale.
Breaker.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Breaker?
Breaker.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Breaker. Well, I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, I believe that CB one's owned talk. By the Vanderbilts.
Of course.
If that I makes sense. Correctly.
Yep. They have some money.
A little bit.
That little shanty called the Biltmore.
So, 1911 to 1914. So, that's a long time ago. 108 years. Yeah. So, it's been around a while. And it is a beautiful mansion. It's pretty. Did you know that you cannot do tours?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That is kind of news to me.
Yeah. Pictures of it. It's very ornate.
Oh, yeah.
It says, James at first hired Herbert Bass to do the interior design, but then finished with William Price, who did an outstanding job for his neighbor. His neighbor was Frank Wheeler. So impressed with the Wheeler Mansion, he hired his interior designer.
Mm.
And when they got it done... let's see, it says the mansion was done. It was the dream house that he always dreamt about, done in the grand design. And it's hard to follow these lines on here. And style that James felt exhibited his wealth and importance. And of course, the amenities were included as well. Allison had an elevator, billiard room, indoor pool in the basement, a breakfast room, sleeping porches, automatic lighting closets, a grand kitchen, and a pump in the ice water. So there's a lot of cool amenities for that day of age.
What was the last part? The what? Pump in the what?
A pump in the ice water.
Oh,
so
okay.
You can, pump ice.
Gotcha.
Ice cold water.
Gotcha. Fancy. Yeah, if you got an indoor pool, must be nice.
Or wait. Or even pumped in ice water.
Whoa. See, that's what that's why I was kind of like confused too. I was trying to think. That's wild. That's way before its time,
They must use that for cooling.
Okay.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Sorry.
I don't know. Yeah, it read really weird.
Yeah. It did. Yeah, well, that's... Yeah. And my processing power is
disintegrated. It's the same thing like when we went and saw Biltmore.
Yes.
They had refrigeration in that mansion too.
Okay.
Which was unheard of back in that day.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I think it's cool. Allison, James Allison, right, was a co-founder of the first company to produce an efficient headlight for early automobiles. In addition, he founded his own company, which designed the developed high-powered motor launch engines. Allison was a co-founder of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, as we said, and an early financial backer in the development of Miami Beach, Florida.
Oh.
Did you know that? I didn't know that. That's wild. We're connected to Florida.
And then there's one feature that I wanted to point out.
Yes, sir.
If I can find it real quick here. The Allison Mansion has a 1-ton German silver chandelier.
I did see that.
That's had it imported. Pretty insane.
Mm. Yeah. 1 ton. That's your 2,000 pounds there. That's not light.
That's a lot of weight.
Yeah, there it is.
Better be some big I-beams up in there.
I'm hoping it doesn't fall. My luck, it would fall right on me. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And it is a beautiful place. The creepies need to check this place out online, look at the pictures. And I mean, the floors are beautiful.
Oh, my
gosh.
You
can tell everything.
With marble.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a creepiness to it, too, though. Like, that's what, it's beautiful, but it's creepy.
Well, he had died, Mr. Allison, James, as I like to call him. He died young at the age of 56 from pneumonia. Of course, it says the mansion was later sold to what is now Marion University, as you said, though visitors claim Allison never really left the mansion.
Of course not.
You know why? You know why? Because that's why we're doing this.
Exactly.
I mean, he did it for our podcast.
Well, it says, I mean, also, it says it's an elaborate estate, and it contains a stunning marble aviary. See, I said it right at that time. A sunken conservatory and a magnificent music room with a 2-story pipe organ. So why would you want to leave?
Oh, man.
That's my question.
Oh, yeah. Life or death, he's got it made. He's got a nice place. Yeah, it's pretty cool. But yeah, 56, very young.
Yeah. Oh, extremely young, especially since you're right next door to them.
Since I'm about 4.5 years away. Very, very young. Yeah. So yeah.
There were exotic birds that filled whatever you want to call that. I'm not going to say it again. That'd be the third time.
The aviary.
Son of a gun. Their vibrant plumage in sharp contrast in relatively colorless marble, and I think there are ghost birds too. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Hmm. Okay. I'll go with that.
That cost $2 million in 1911.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly.
That's a lot back then.
It's a lot now.
That's a
lot,
right?
Well, yeah, that's a lot now, too.
It'd probably be,
but
who knows how much.
School teachers in Los Angeles are buying $1 million homes.
Woo! Man, at least they are.
Have you ever seen those shows?
Oh, yeah. They'll say, like,
what do you do? Oh, I'm a school teacher. What do you do? I'm a school teacher. And what's your budget? $1 million.
You've seen those memes. They'll say, like, I'm a B something collector. Way off, or I collect cockroaches and do it. And I'm looking for a house. Oh, $5 million. Yeah. Like, what? Yeah. It's, what is it? I've watched that series. Home. It's on HGTV. What is that?
Yeah. Our first home.
Sorry, listeners. Some. Yeah. Anyway, that is funny though. Yeah. But the one show that gets me, and I know we're getting off on topic, but the little mini houses, that drives me insane.
Oh, yes.
Because here's the thing. Okay, great. Choose a house that's 225 square feet. Great. But then what they'll say is, now we're a little, it's a little small in the kitchen. Yeah, you've got.
Yeah, it's a little small. Look, I can touch both sides of your house.
Your house is 200 square feet. What are you talking about? Our living room is bigger than that. I mean, what is wrong with these people? Yeah, they gripe about no room, but they're buying a tiny house.
The bathroom's a little snug. You think?
Yes. What do you? Oh my God! I'm gonna go right through the TV. Strangle these people. All right, let's get back on topic.
Absolutely.
Allison Mansion, topic. Haunted, creepy.
It's also, this almost like something straight out of Hollywood. It's situated on top of a cliff.
Oh,
which I think is kind of cool.
Right. So you're saying this should be in Beverly Hills, our top listenership. Mm-hmm. Shout out Beverly Hills.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
So they say Allison, Mr. Allison, he does haunt the mansion. What he's known for is many things. He rearranges books in the library and furniture as he sees fit. So James is still trying to control things the way he sees it. It's his house, right?
Yeah, right?
He borrows objects for a while. Then he
borrows
them.
Yeah. I like this. It
crazy
says,
guy, Jimmy.
They say that Allison's alleged paranormal activity isn't even the most chilling part of the ghost stories. It's rumored that the spirit of a little girl who drowned in the basement pool still lingers around the mansion. Visitors claim to have seen the ghost of a little girl and even heard shrill screams and heartbreaking cries from the basement. Voices in the attic have also been reported.
Mm.
Spooky. And those haunted birds. You can't forget the haunted birds.
In the aviary.
That may or may not be true. I don't know.
So a little girl supposedly drowned, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's sad and terrible. So I can kind of see that, why she would be haunting, possibly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of a tragic way to go when you're little. What you got, Nate? I
can tell sometimes entities will try to help the living by rearranging furniture themselves or by making suggestions on how furniture and decor should be arranged and planned.
Can you see that?
I don't want the duvet over here.
But you must have the duvet.
But we're living here now. Good day, I don't care.
The throw pillows go here.
Arguing with a ghost about decorations.
It's not a furniture. Big surprise because so many places though. Get called this, but this is supposedly one of the most, if not the most haunted
places in
where?
U.S.?
Well, no. Not in the U.S., in Indianapolis.
No.
Which there's a couple of those though. But this claims it.
We've already talked about it.
I want to see some like, yeah, that we need to have like some cage matches to see who really would win these. Cause
that annoys me.
Yeah, I know everything.
When people say the most haunted city in the U.S., you know, United States, or the most haunted house in the state of, like, what? It just depends on what you're reading.
Yeah. Everybody knows our studio is the most haunted place ever.
Yeah. It does. It drives me nuts. It's so overused. I hate that, but whatever.
Where's the facts? Back it up.
Well, I mean, Savannah is the most haunted.
Jack.
No, New Orleans is the most haunted. Chicago says we're the most haunted.
Alton,
Salem, whatever. Plainfield, Indiana. No. That's one place is not.
Did you know? I didn't know about this.
What you got?
Allison achieved financial success. His marriage was not so much. He ended up divorcing his wife in 1928 after he fell in love with his secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Scandalous.
Standard business quo right there.
Seems right. He soon after moved on to marrying a former employee named Lucille Mousset.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds made up. At the age of 56, he died of pneumonia. Huh, we haven't talked about that yet, have we? yep. He lived quite the life, right?
Mm-hmm. In his young 56.
Oh, was he dapper?
Quite young. Oh, I'm sure he was dapper. I didn't meet him. Now, I don't know him personally like Todd does.
No, he was dapper, but he was kind of smug.
He said you knew him as James, but most people that knew him was
remind
Jimmy.
Me, how old are you?
Me? Yeah. 43.
You want to make it to 44?
I know, right? Huh? I was going to say, you asked me this every couple episodes.
That's why I knew it.
I know you did.
I actually forget,
turkey.
Though. I can't remember anybody's age. I can barely remember mine.
What's your face over there? What? Who are you?
Did you say about the little girl that, I know you said that she supposedly drowned
in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She is, says visitors claim to have seen the ghost of a little girl and even heard shrill screams and heartbreaking cries from the basement.
Yes.
Did you already say that?
Well, they were shrill. Well, basement and in the attic too. It says the attic has
voices.
Yeah.
Oh, this.
So I guess they're saying that's the. Is that the little girl?
Keep it down now. Voices carry.
Sorry. Oh gosh! Can we end this episode? Sorry.
This is what I do today.
I'm unsubscribing from our podcast.
Right?
No. No. I didn't know. Are they attributing the little girl to the voices in the attic?
I would think so. Yeah.
Okay. Is that what they're saying? That's what I was trying to clarify.
Yeah.
Enough with the birds, man.
I may be making that up.
I found not too much has been captured due to the fact that not many investigators can afford to rent out the entire mansion.
Mm.
So wow. I guess you can investigate it, but it's salty.
Yeah.
To answer.
Those places do that too. And it's like,
salty dogs.
But you can't, but they will not give tours.
That's
I don't understand that.
I think that's a tragedy, actually.
I mean, charge 10, 15, 20 bucks a person and let us walk through.
To answer your question, it says it is believed the apparition of the little girl who drowned in the basement pool exists. Witnesses have claimed seeing the little girl's apparition, hearing voices in the attic, and seeing things moving on their own. Yeah, you already read that, right?
No.
Okay, well, something like
something
it. I thought that was like crap. Here I go again. The property is located on the grounds of Marion College. We mentioned that, though.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Four times. Right, yeah. Hey, did anybody hear?
I found our inn.
Huh?
Your inn?
I found our inn.
Oh, our inn. Okay.
Like the get in?
Like an inn.
I thought you said it was an end.
I-N. A pair of investigators got a tour and a chance to take pictures when they pretended that they were looking for a wedding venue.
Ah.
They captured a rather interesting ball of light orb on the grand staircase.
Ooh, that's cool. Fun little story. Okay,
so we just have to act like we're getting married.
All three of us.
Yeah.
They're going to go, you guys are getting married together. No, we're not getting married together. We're Yeah. Okay. I like that. Remember that.
This one says, my daughter, her fiance, and my husband and I went on our yearly haunted road trip around midnight. We'd been using an EMF meter and got some readings 66 over 67 around the nature walk. But when we went to the lower level of the mansion doors.
Was it birds?
You can't. Yeah, it was birds. How'd you know? You gave it all away. You can't really see in, but you feel like something is looking right at you. The meter went off in my pocket before I could even get it out. It read 109 over 117. That doesn't mean anything. If that's a blood pressure, that's a weird blood pressure. No. And didn't stop till we moved away. My daughter's fiance jumped down to get a reading at the lower basement window, which jumped right to 126. Again, this must be like big numbers. And he got scratched. One small gash next to his left ear. Now you just have to, we have to go back, and it's saying that people should definitely go there. So, and there's definitely something down in there.
Hmm. I would have scratched him too.
All right. Sounds like it after that story, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
There's a lot of stories on here, actually.
I would love to see the place and those type mansions, and knowing all the,
history.
The history, but just what they imported to build thing. You know, I mean, they use some quality products. So that, 2,000 pound,
that
was it. I can't remember what we're talking
about. Chandelier.
Yeah. That's
Germany.
Impressive.
It said it was from Germany. Did we say that? Yeah.
Yeah. There's a couple of ghosts that supposedly roam the house. And, like Nate said, they move. Not just James himself, but they said that other spirits, they like to move whatever it is, and then they'll hide them, and then they'll move them to another place, and people are finding these items not even close to where they left them. So it sounds like it's not a malevolent, you know, spirit or spirits, but little jokesters, you know, nothing wrong with that.
Have a little fun.
Be a little annoying, but, you know, like, where's my keys? Because I lose my keys all the time. Well, I don't now because I put them in my backpack, but never mind. We apologize ahead of time for this.
And we should.
My sister, she hid my dad's keys when she was younger.
Oh, I bet that was great.
He actually had to go get all new keys made. And then one day.
Oh, he never found them?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Until the day that he wanted to put his cowboy boots on, shoved his foot in there. He was like, oh! Dumped out the keys.
that would hurt. When Olivia was little, about 3 or 4 years old, multiple times would I go upstairs to our, you know, closet, and I'd grab a pair of shoes, and she put water balloons in them. Water balloons and popsicles. She would put popsicles inside my shoe. Luckily, they didn't open. That was always a treat. I'm like, thanks, dear.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. She's a little turd. So we're going to put this on the list and somehow sneak in?
It's on there.
Okay. Getting married.
Yeah.
The three of us?
Well, you know. Yeah. That's weird.
Tis the season, right?
I want to see the pool. I want to see the basement area.
You want to see the drowned girl?
Oh, I didn't say I want to see the drowned girl.
That makes me sad.
Where she drowned. Kids, I think
kids in these pools are ghost stories make me sad.
Pools are cool, especially when they're inside.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. What else you got, guys?
That's anything? It. That's all I got. I like it, though. I do like it that it's connected to Indiana and the Speedway and all good things, right?
I know a few people that went to Marion University.
Yeah?
So,
I don't know anybody. I don't think I know anybody.
You don't?
No. I've been by there.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. I've gone by it, but I've never, like,
I've never
gone
ventured.
And ventured the Take campus it. Or nothing.
You never took a ghost tour?
No.
Never been to Jimmy Allison's
Jimmy, house. See, you really do know him then.
Oh, yeah. He was a good guy.
Yeah. My friends call me Jimmy.
Hey, Nate.
That'd be fun.
Did you have something or no?
No. I'm just looking at pictures.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
He's toying with
it. It is beautiful pictures.
He's toying with your emotions over there.
I don't know. Nate, help us out, man, this episode.
I believe that is a wrap.
I will not accept that one. I'm going to say we're drowning.
We're drowning in the basement pool. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Now it's official.
Now we're cooking with butter.
Woo. Ah, man. Sorry, Creepy.
Sorry. I got busy looking at pictures.
Shiny pictures on my phone.
They're neat. Well, we want to thank you, Creepies, for joining us and listening to our middle-aged mini number 68 and our discussion on the James Allison Mansion. Did you hear that, Sean? James,
I'm sorry, I was looking at shiny pictures on my phone.
Mansion. And until next time, We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.